Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Architecture critics are raving about a new building in Miami Beach. The New Yorker's Paul Goldberger said the structure has a monumental grandeur. He called it almost noble.
No, we're not talking about the New World Symphony building by Frank Gehry, which opens next month.
We're talking about a parking garage.
It's by Herzog and Muron, the same architectural firm that designed the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing. Under the Sun's Ruth Morris takes a look at how a parking garage is changing life on Lincoln Road.
It's Saturday, early evening, and the new parking garage at 1111 Lincoln Road is about to host its first wedding.
As I'm told, we're now just doing one here on the left and then one at the top as a dessert fork.
Caterers arrange dessert forks and tiny vials of soap for blowing bubbles. A florist inserts silver twigs into bouquets of orchids. We're on the seventh floor and a warm sea breeze flows through. That's because there aren't any walls. The floors are thin slices of concrete all at different heights, joined by ramps all at different angles. It's so minimalist that when it opened, a lot of people didn't even realize it was finished. Events manager Gary Polaria describes the building as a loosely stacked deck of cards.
You have small ceilings and high ceilings, small ceilings and high ceilings. And once you get to the top, it's surrounded by cable, very thin cable. So they wanted to give you sort of that feeling of just being suspended in air.
How many parking garages have an events manager? So far, Polaria has booked fashion shoots, celebrity parties, television shows.
Dexter should come here. I need to get in touch with Dexter.
As in the Showtime TV show starring Michael C. Hall.
And the architects just drool all over it. You know, we've been photographed by the top architectural photographers in the world.
The structure at 1111 Lincoln Road cost $65 million. It's attracted some swank retail on the ground floor. And in a glass cube on the fifth floor, a Taschen bookstore, New York's famous burger joint Shake Shack, and the ultra-chic coffee lounge Nespresso.
I hope the developer doesn't get angry that I'm encouraging people to come up here.
Terrence Riley is an architect and the former head of the Miami Art Museum.
What's interesting about this view is how few places in Miami give this kind of a view to the public. You have to be a millionaire in a penthouse to have this view.